again. Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face off!
It is Friday. It is 8:30. It is Jason and Alexis in the morning, and it is time for our weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. This is where Jason and Alexis normally go head-to-head against celebrity guests. So we have celebrity guests here. Jason is on vacation. We were going to have Alexis and Ellie face-off against Angel and Chip, Alexis and mine spouses, but you know what? Life happens, and you gotta pivot.
Kids are skin sick.
So today, so for the first time ever, it is a one-on-one competition. It is Alexis versus Ellie in an epic battle in junk food trivia.
Yeah. You ready, Ellie?
I don't know. The practice round earlier got me a little anxious because I didn't kill it.
Well, you know what's funny? You're right. We were thinking, we got this.
Yeah.
It was like... Do we?
Well, let's see if we got this. I'm going to explain the rules to you. So, Alexis and Ellie, you will be alternating questions. We're going to have Alexis go first and then Ellie go. And you will have 20 seconds to submit your answer. If you don't submit an answer before that 20 seconds is up or you are wrong, then your opponent can steal for the point. Now, they have 10 seconds to steal. And remember, ladies, final answer must be said in order for that to lock in.
Yes.
Person with the most point wins.
All right.
Okay. All right. Woo! Junk food trivia. Junk food trivia. So we're going to start with Alexis.
I have lots of experience. So let's hope this pays off, you know.
Here's your first question, Alexis.
Okay.
In our weekly trivia face-off, junk food trivia, and your timer will begin after I answer or ask you the question in full. Here we go. In the early 80s, Hi-C had a green flavor that it called Citrus Cooler. It was rebranded in 1987 thanks to a licensing deal with the Ghostbusters franchise. What name was given to this sugary green beverage?
Sugary green. I'm thinking Mountain Dew, but they didn't say it was a pop or a soda. But what else would it be? Ecto Green Cooler? You know what? I'm going to go with Mountain Dew. Final answer.
Oh, LA no! For the steal!
You were way closer before. It's like the Ecto Green Cooler, Ectoplasmic Cooler, Ecto Cooler. Final answer, Ecto Cooler.
Oh, yeah!
Coming soon!
Oh, my God!
You had it!
Ecto Cooler! You had it, girl!
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was thinking, because I thought they did something with Mountain Dew, or maybe that's more current.
I said Hi-C, girl.
I know you said Hi-C, but then that's why I was like, wait, it's juice, and then,
did you watch The Bear? Because he recreates it on The Bear for a child's party.
That's right!
That's what I was remembering.
That's why it's ringing a bell. Oh, my gosh.
Mm. All right, okay. Ellie on the board with 1 point in our weekly trivia face-off.
Okay.
Here is your first question, Ellie. As of 2022, Monster Energy had a 30% share of the U.S. energy drink market, the second highest after what brand, whose marketing is also largely linked to extreme sports?
Red Bull. Final answer.
Confident and correct. Ellie coming through. Red Bull is the right answer.
Good job, Ellie.
What's Jake Paul's one that's coming up
is
in the rankings?
No.
Prime?
Prime, I think,
it is Prime.
Prime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. People are loving
I'm a Red Bull
drink
fan.
Too. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had one, and I was like, ooh, my heart is beating so fast right now.
Yeah, I had heart palpitations the last time I drank one. I was like, oh, never again.
Yeah, or those little ones.
Oh, used to do Yag Bombs back in the day?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I drink them when I do the Low J show, and then Julia yells at me. And then Laura yells at Julia for momming me.
No,
so it's a whole system.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you've got some nice triangulation going on there. Oh, Alexis, here's your next job for the question. Let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Fast Break, Nutrageous, and Milk Chocolate Thins are three of the many creations that fall under what broader candy brand, which merged with Hershey's in the 1960s?
Hershey's merged with, oh my gosh, what do we have? Ghirardelli, we've got, I wanted to say Pearson's right away. What were the ones again, Holly?
Fast Break, Nutrageous, and Milk Chocolate Thins.
Nutrageous. What was Nutrageous?
5 seconds.
Oh, God. It's not Pearson's, but I want to see final answer.
Sorry, Ellie, for the steal.
Reese's, you're thinking too hard.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Reese's.
It's that Fast Break one.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend likes that.
Nutrageous, oh. Girl, that was back in the 1900s.
Do you remember that?
We were all there.
Sure were. We're from the 1900s.
Ellie is sweeping today's weekly trivia.
Really
face
are.
Off. 3 points for Ellie.
I didn't realize that Reese's was a whole nother. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, anyway, now we know.
Now, good to know. Fun fact.
Well, Ellie, I got the next question for you in our Junk Food Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Can you make it 4 points by answering this question correctly?
Ooh.
Thanks to an ad campaign launched in 1931, what company has a disclaimer on its website stating that it did not, it is not, they are, let me phrase this this way. Santa Claus is not officially affiliated. Let's do that.
Coca-Cola, final answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unofficial spokesperson.
They had an issue with their official mascot being perceived as Santa when they didn't have rights to him, and then they made it a polar bear.
Yeah, and then Santa's like, hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
I might like a refreshing beverage.
Yes.
But you're not paying me enough money to endorse it.
And I look like I like it, but come on now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness, Ellie.
Did she just win?
I mean, I can't do the math right now, but she has 4 points. Alexis, you basically have to get everything correct in your categories.
Yeah.
And you have to steal from Ellie.
And I need to get a steal. Okay, I'm ready for this.
All right, we have two more questions before we break in our weekly trivia face-off. Alexis, here's your last question before we go to break.
Okay.
All 20 of the world's largest fast food chains by number of locations are based in the United States or China. What chain, where you can pick up a double-double and a maple dip, is the largest chain headquartered outside of those two countries?
A double-double.
And a maple dip.
It's not McDonald's. Is that Wendy's? Final answer.
5 seconds.
And for the steal, Ellie.
Ooh. Maple dip, I'm thinking Canada. But you got to get a burger in there, too.
Time's up.
What do you get a double-double?
At Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons, I was good. I should have just gone for it. I didn't know they served burgers.
Well, I don't know if a double-double is a burger.
Oh.
I don't know Tim Hortons speak. It might be some kind of beverage.
I should have just gone with Tim Hortons. I was thinking that. Then I outthought myself.
No, that's all right. Ellie, we've got your last question before we go to break in our junk food.
winner. Yes, winner.
No, I still get it. Hey.
Is she gonna do it with 5 points here? Ellie, here's your last question before we go to break. In 2007, what fast food chain introduced the Famous Bowl? A conglomeration of menu items that comedian Patton Oswalt once described as, quote, a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
That would be Kentucky Fried Chicken General. Final answer.
I see you, Colonel, and I give you a ding. Making it 5 points.
Dang.
Yes, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, you know, this isn't necessarily the category I really wanted to sweep.
Yeah.
Here we are.
But sometimes a gift is bestowed upon you in the form of knowing Kentucky Fried Chicken entree items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, Ellie.
We have to go to break.
We're still going to play, though. I'm the biggest loser. But we're still going, right?
Yeah, Alexis,
Ellie?
You can't win anymore.
I really can't win.
You really can't win.
I thought I knew about junk food, but me, I don't.
Oh, no. Man. You know what? Ellie has 5 points. Alexis has yet to get on the board. I think, like, if Alexis, if you get on the board,
Hey, that's my goal.
That's your goal. We're doing stretch goals here in the weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia here on MyTalk 107.1. We got to take a break. Will Alexis get on the board? Ooh. Does Ellie know everything about fast food? Well, stay tuned. Find out. The thrilling conclusion of WTF is up next.
Let's get back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. Hey, we're going to conclude our weekly trivia face-off now, powered by Trivia Mafia. It's Junk Food Edition, and Trivia Mafia is hot and ready to satiate your trivia cravings. Go to TriviaMafia.com to find an awesome trivia night near you, and make sure to check out Trivia Mafia's Junk Food Trivia. Ooh. All throughout the month of April, you can play, too. We just can't get enough of our friends at Trivia Mafia. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
We love you. Now, before we went to break, Ellie has 5 points. Ooh. Alexis is yet to get on the board.
I should just sit in the corner, I think. Maybe that's best. Oh.
Now, okay, our stretch goal is that, Alexis, you need to get 1 point on the board.
I just want one.
Because I did say to Ellie in the break, I was like, oh boy, this may be a weekly trivia face-off, record-breaking first, where Ellie totally annihilates you.
Well, what specifically you said was, hey, I really want this to be the first week where Alexis doesn't score a single point.
Well, I want you to score, but I also wanted to make history.
Rude. Okay.
So let's see. Let's see what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I just want this one to be for the books.
I can make that happen.
No.
I will give it my best, which I have been.
No. Here's your question, Alexis.
Okay. Oh, God.
The trendy New York City restaurant Momofuku is named after inventor Momofuku Ando. What product did he invent in 1958?
Something fast food, something Japanese. He did not invent sushi. God. Fast food, Japanese.
5 seconds.
Junk food. It's not Rice Crackers, final answer.
For the steal.
Oh, they did the birthday crumble confetti cake. That was really famous. Momo dumplings? Final answer.
No, final answer.
Donut? Mochi.
Instant ramen.
What?
Or cup of noodles.
I did not know that.
Now you know that.
What was his name again?
Momofuku Ando.
Fun fact. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving myself an honorary half point for being able to give them
something. No, you don't get it. Ellie, you get no more points, okay?
No more points in weekly trivia face-off. Ellie, see if you can get a full point with your next question. Here's your next question. Mm-hmm. According to Hersheyland.com, the name of what brand of candy was chosen by its Colorado founders to, quote, let consumers know they were a friendly Western company?
Kisses, final answer.
No, Alexis, for the steal.
Ghirardelli, final answer?
No, the correct answer is Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher?
Oh, we were both going chocolate.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They were a friendly Western company. Jolly Ranchers.
They're not nice to my teeth.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Or the roof of your mouth, right?
Oh,
they rip it up like Captain Crunch does?
Sometimes.
Oh, man. Should I just go home?
No! Stay, Alexis.
Okay, I'm
here.
All right.
I got one more question for you. Can you get on the board? Can you get on the board with your last question in our Junk Food Weekly Trivia face-off?
Okay, let's see.
No, you... Yeah, here we go. The Build Your Own Hobbit Slam, featuring Smog's Fireburger, was sold for a limited time at what chain restaurant?
Build Your Own Hobbit? Build Your Own Hobbit. Okay.
Build Your Own Hobbit Slam.
Okay, so I'm thinking Lord of the Rings. Rings. What haven't we said? It's a fast food joint. Burger King? Final answer.
Ellie for the steal.
Who has the grand slam? Denny's final answer?
Coming through.
No way!
With this
No way!
That's why I said, Alexis, build your old Hobbit slam.
I noticed that you were giving her all the cues in the world.
I got nothing. I did get a grand slam. You're right. I just didn't. Oh, man.
You don't know. Now, here's the deal.
Oh, my
Ellie
God.
Is clearly
just, like,
the
don't
winner.
Know junk food.
Clearly
fast
the winner
food.
In our junk food weekly trivia face-off. However, Ellie has one more question. Now, okay. She doesn't get this right. Alexis, you could go in for the steal, and you could be on the board. Here's your last question.
Okay.
Sweethearts, conversation hearts featuring messages like Be Mine and Kiss Me are Valentine's Day classics. They date back to the 1900s as a product of what company, best known for its candy wafers?
Nesco, final answer.
Can you repeat that, please?
Nesco.
Wait.
Final answer.
Sorry, I can't
Necco!
Take it.
Necco! Final answer!
Darn it!
Oh my gosh! Is it Necco?
On a technicality!
Oh my gosh! I got one!
Congratulations!
There we
you
go!
You lost on a technicality!
Alexis, I will take it. Because you were right.
That?
There are a few that I'm like saying the right thing, but I didn't pick the right thing.
The way your eyes lit up when I said it the second time.
I was like, I don't think that's right. That's not right. There's no S in there.
I had to give it on the technicality, Ellie, but you have 6 points, Alexis, on the board. We did not make history today, but thank you so much, Ellie, for being a fierce competitor in our weekly trivia face-off.
Yeah, no junk food.
Thank you. You did awesome. Oh, and thank you, Holly. Okay. All right, gotta calm down. Okay. You be you. Have a fantastic day, Ellie, Holly. Thank you. This has been really fun today.
Come on.
Jace is back on Monday. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Have a great day, great week.